Okay, so we're training, and today is, what is today, April
the
19th? Yes, that's what I figured.
Yeah, because Sunday is my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Wow, Hector, happy birthday.
Yeah, I'm going to be 21.
You're going to be 21, huh?
Yeah.
Hector, are these the wipes your mother was talking about?
Let me see.
Right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to go ahead and take that with you
so
you have a spare? Now, Debbie, when you use, I don't know if anyone has mentioned it to you, but when you use your iPad and you put your fingers all over
you get fingerprints.
You get fingerprints.
That's what my mom said.
Yeah. Now, they have these wipes. I'll let you feel the package.
Okay.
This is like an individual wipe. This is for your glass lenses. You know your eyeglasses?
Yeah.
Okay, do you know how to open it up?
Yes.
Okay, open it up, and it's almost like a baby wipe, but it's...
Oh, yeah, I know what a baby wipe is.
Yeah, so now what you need to do is wipe your screen down, your entire screen. See how it's a little damp?
Yeah.
So now wipe your screen down, wipe your entire screen.
That's what I'm doing.
That should clean it off some.
Okay. Now it's clean.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
And I'm going to save this so I can show my mom what kind to get.
Actually, though, you're probably going to want to throw that one away because you've used it. I'll give you another one, though.
Okay.
I'll give you a fresh, clean one.
Oh, you know what happened to my phone the other day when you called me and it made that little noise and it went dead?
Uh-huh.
That means we ran out of minutes.
Uh-oh.
So I had to get my dad by phone today, and he has to take it to Walmart and get minutes put in it.
Oh, okay.
When it makes that little funny noise now, and it goes completely dead, that means it's out of minutes.
Yeah, you need minutes.
Yeah, and I couldn't tell what was going on, and I had him look at it this morning. He goes, you're out of minutes. I go, that's what that little noise made when Melissa called me the other day.
Oh, see, I didn't know.
I didn't either, but now I know when it makes that little noise, and it goes... completely dead, then that means we're out of minutes.
Now, this is what the box looks like, Debbie.
Uh-huh.
That the wipes come in.
Uh-huh.
They're in a box like this.
Yes.
So, I don't know if you wanted to feel it or...
Yeah.
Okay. They're in a box right here.
Uh-huh.
That's what they come in, and they come... What we'll do is we'll give you a little... They come in sets of two.
Uh-huh.
So, put those in your bag.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, you can show that to your mom.
Uh-huh.
That way, and you can use those to clean your screen.
Okay.
So, you've got your bong clock going off, don't you?
No, I accidentally hit it with my CD player. Oh, I went to D&B yesterday.
Oh, you had to renew your ID, huh?
No, I didn't have one.
What?
I didn't have one.
You didn't have a state ID?
No. And the reason I had to go get one... When I went gambling with Braille the other day, they wouldn't let me gamble because I didn't have the right.
Oh, now I know why.
Okay. Well, now we have clean screens.
Yes.
So what we're going to do today is we're going to try and focus on our orientations of our screen. Remember we were trying to get the... Do you remember what those were, Hector?
Which one?
The speakers?
No. The portrait?
The portrait.
Landscape.
Yeah, portrait and landscape. Good job, Hector. You're working on your speech. Good job. So, do you guys both know how to unlock your iPad? I know you do, Hector. How about you, Debbie?
Yes.
Okay.
I've been working on it.
Okay, why don't you both unlock your iPads? Now, Hector's using Zoom. And Debbie, you're using VoiceOver.
Mm-hmm.
Now with a cleaner screen, it should be easier and nicer. Okay, did we unlock the iPad?
Yes.
Is your iPad on at all, Debbie?
I'm trying to get the voice to come up. I had turned
voice
it around.
On.
There, now it's I turned it off this morning because the stupid alarm clock was going on. I don't know how to turn it off.
I'm going to have to show you how to do that.
So I just turned the voice off.
Yeah, we'll work on that.
Okay.
We'll work on that. Okay, so you've got your screens unlocked?
Yes.
Now, Debbie, are you familiar with the flick gesture?
You were showing me that last time. Dan tried to show me that, too.
Yeah. Now, what you should probably do is put your iPad flat on the table.
That's what I just did.
And then you would take one of your fingers, your best one, and you'd flick like that across the like that across the screen.
Okay.
You know, Debbie doesn't, I mean, Hector doesn't have to worry about that, but try flicking.
Screen locked.
Uh-oh. You need to unlock your iPad.
Previous track. Slide to unlock. Slide or double tap. Empty password 5. Fop 2. Empty pad 1. 1. 1. 1.
Okay, now we're in.
My recorder. My recorder. Download 5.
Okay.
Button.
Now you're in your iRecorder?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What's the iRecorder?
That's where you can record stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, it's sort of like your voice memos app.
Yeah.
Okay, so do we want to practice our flicking gesture?
Yes.
Okay, so what you do, set the iPad down on the table.
Okay.
Because if you hold it in your hand, see, that's not easy. See, with the iPhone, you can hold it in your hand because it's small.
Yeah.
The iPad, you can't really...
Oh, let me do it with my right hand. I'm better with my right hand.
Recording. Recorded on April 16, 2013 at 2:34. Recording. 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 Recording.
Oh, okay, I see what you're talking about, the flipping.
Recorded on April 16. Recording. More info. Recording.
See,
more
if
info.
I'm
recording.
Clicking, I'm going like this.
Uh-huh.
2013 at 10
so.
O'clock. More info. Recording. More info. Recording. More info.
You hear how I'm clicking?
Uh huh.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, you're going to need to focus on those flick gestures.
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you guys prefer your screens to flip? Like when you flip your iPad around, do you want it to flip into portrait and landscape or do you want it to stay
I like flipped? It to go be up and down.
I
you
like
want it
the
to
landscape
be...
because, but, well, I like
land what?
Landscape.
Yeah, you like it in landscape? Because
yeah,
why?
Because when I'm in my bed, I'm using it, when I, all the page turn around.
Okay, so is it easier for you to read the screen in landscape?
Yeah.
Do you want it to keep flipping as you turn the iPad?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. Now, what you're going to have to do, let's try this with Hector first.
Okay.
What you're going to have to do, because he's using Zoom, and I don't want to mislead him.
Yeah.
You know? Now, Hector, I want you to push your home key twice and bring up your app switcher. You know what that is, correct? Just click home.
Two times.
Yeah, two times.
Real fast.
Yeah, kind of fast, yeah.
Oh, there.
Did you bring up your app switcher?
Yes.
Okay, can you flip pages with your Zoom?
Let me turn Zoom on.
What'd you turn on?
I'm gonna turn Zoom on.
Oh, you didn't have Zoom on?
No.
Yeah, put your Zoom on so you can read. You okay there, Deb?
Yes. It was my Coke and my... bagel I had for breakfast.
You had a Coke and a bagel?
Yeah.
Look at you there. You're going to be belching up a storm here pretty soon.
I was going to have pizza too, but I told my dad
I'll
have that when I get back later.
Pizza for breakfast?
Yes.
What?
I like it cold.
Ooh.
All right.
Okay, can you flip pages with your Zoom? Can you flip pages? Can you scroll with
you
your
can,
Zoom on?
Yeah, you can, but... it's a little hard.
Okay.
It's hard because you have the all the apps zoom out, and when you type and all that, it's hard.
Okay. I'm trying to think of a way we can help you here.
Yeah.
Because what we're looking for is on your screen. See, I don't have Zoom on mine because
yeah.
It won't help me. But what we're looking for is we're looking for something that says orientation unlocked. Now, you need to be able to scroll with your Zoom in your app switcher. Problem is Hector, you have a bazillion of apps open. We need to start teaching you how to close those down.
And I have a lot of apps too, because I have Dan's. When they registered in his name, so I have all his apps.
Yeah, but are they all open? Like, it's one thing for them to be installed on your iPad, but are they all open?
Some of them are, and some of them not.
Yeah, see, the more apps you have open, it's like your computer.
Uh-huh.
If you have 10 or 20 programs open at the same time, even though they're all in the background,
mm-hmm.
they're going to end up slowing down your battery. So if you're not using an app, it's best to close it unless you use it very frequently.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's sort of like how the iPad is.
Yeah.
If you close it, you don't uninstall it. You just delete it from the app switcher. Now, Hector, what are we finding out here?
Mm-hmm.
Are you trying to look for that orientation locked?
Yeah.
Can you scroll at all with your apps?
Yeah, I can.
Maybe you might need to magnify your zoom a bit. Now, Debbie, I know the voiceover gesture to help you scroll.
Yeah.
Because it's like a three-finger swipe to the left or
yes.
the right.
Yes, I tried it.
And what you do is a swipe, you would take your hand
mm-hmm.
and you would do three fingers,
three
right?
Three fingers, these three.
Yeah. And you would, you actually kind of need three of the middle fingers.
Okay.
Yeah.
I usually use these three.
Oh, okay.
But this doesn't, yeah. This
and
is
you
what,
just swipe them on
yes,
your credit card.
Yeah. I learned that with the
with Dan.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do today is when we get you into the app switcher, we're going to have to do some scrolling around
mm-hmm.
and flicking around. Now, do you prefer your screen to flip either?
What do you mean?
Like, do you want it, as you keep changing your screen, do you want it to go from portrait to landscape?
I like it going up and down.
So you prefer it to stay in portrait?
Yes.
And you don't want to change it back?
No.
Okay, that's what we're going to do today. Because that was
because when I
what
play
was
with,
on the curriculum.
Yeah. When I play with my iPad, I play with it in my bed.
Okay.
I always lay on my back and have it laying on my stomach.
Because
if I lay on my back and try to hold it with my hand, my two little fingers go to sleep.
I cannot find orientation.
Okay. You probably have a million apps. I wish I could. Let's see. What we can do is we could try and put on voiceover on your iPad,
mm-hmm.
and I can try and help you
that
get
help,
there.
That would help her.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but we would have to turn it off.
Because they don't work together.
No, they don't.
Yeah, you mean I have to turn off the
Zoom?
No, leave it on and see what happens. Try to put on voiceover. Go to your settings and put voiceover on. You know how to do that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, go to your settings and turn it on, and we'll work on that. Although the gestures are different, you don't exactly need to put it in with all these different gestures.
Thanks.
I don't know all the Zoom gestures, though. That's what we're struggling with.
Yeah, when I turn on voiceover, the Zoom turn off automatically.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what Dan told me.
So you want the screen to be locked? Okay. Let me see if I can get to the orientation, but I'm not going to click it. I want you to
page
be able to
do it. Ginger, page 3 of 7. Page 2 is page 1 of 7. Neomat sex. Search view. App switcher.
Oops.
Home.
Here,
Neomat sex.
Where's your iPad?
Double tap to open. Search view. Is editing.
See? You keep bringing up your search
open.
Field.
Neomat sex. Double tap to open. App switcher. Settings. One new item. Double tap. Page 3 of 14. Dismiss apps. Dismiss. Dismiss. My account.
That's a
Nueva Vega. Instagram. Notes. Costco. Altura. Neomat. Page 4 of 14.
Good heavens.
He's got a lot of apps. He has more than I do.
Pencil follower. Photo.
Good heavens, Hector.
I know. That's what I said. He has more apps than
messages,
I do.
Photos,
I have, like, I think 400 done since.
400?
Yes. Because I have all of Dan's apps.
You don't have 400, Debbie. That would be way too much.
Yeah, but I have a lot of appsies.
Praising the fairy tale, T.W. Gingerbread Smurfs.
Victor, what did you buy this year, right, Pat? What did you buy, is it?
Huh?
No, I'm not asking Debbie. What did you buy, is it?
What do you mean?
How many gigabytes?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Can you say gigabyte, Hector?
Gigabyte.
Giga?
I don't know.
Giga?
Giga? With a G? Yeah, giga?
Giga?
Bytes?
Gigabytes.
I don't know what it is, because it's...
Gigabyte.
Page 7 of first word by books. Big win. Words are games and...
Good heavens, Hector.
Page 8 of 14. Subway, sir. Streaker. COD. Minicraft. Ginger Maker. GTA.
Ginger Maker?
Page 9 of 14. Yeah, Angry Birds. Baby
One.
Videos.
Oh, you're able to play Angry Birds, huh?
Oh, I've heard of that one.
Cupcake.
I've heard of that
game. Page 10 of 14.
See, Dan couldn't put me no games in because he just said there's no, there's not that many for the boys one.
Page 11 of 14.
What, games?
Yeah.
Pizza.
Oh, yeah. There are some games.
Game yeah. Kids game. Pack up Perry. Cookie.
Yep, I'll have to show you an easy one.
Okay.
Page 12 of 14. Spider Month Christmas Trip Pixelmatic. Angry Santa Calendar.
Angry Friday. Santa?
Angry Santa.
Oh, dear.
What is that one? I never heard of that one.
What is Angry Santa, Hector?
Yeah, what is that one?
Page 13 of 14.
Is it a cartoon book or is it a game?
Balloons, Maya, Solitaire, Finds.
I have Solitaire in mind.
Costco with Chase, Action, and Dismiss App Switcher. Maps. Dismiss app switcher. Dismiss app switcher.
What do you mean with dismiss app switcher?
Oh, dismiss app switcher would put it away.
Oh.
That's when on mines, if you tap it twice, it gets rid of it. Same with pop-up. With the pop-up, if you hit it twice.
So the more app you have on switcher, your battery goes down a little.
Yes.
Dismiss app switcher. Dismiss app switcher.
Hold on, let's get out of app switcher.
Neonet sex.
Let's see, app switcher. Switcher.
Settings. One new item. Dismiss app switcher. Dismiss app switcher. Dismiss app.
No.
Settings. Facebook. Dismiss app switcher. Mail. 21M. And O. Cal. Dismiss app switcher. M. And App Store. 19. Dismiss app switcher.
Oh my goodness, you have 19 updates in your app switcher?
Dismiss app switcher.
In your App Store?
App Store. 19 new items. Safari.
Holy
double tap to
open. Where is all of your apps? I mean, your...
Neonat sex. Double reminders. One new item. Double tap to open. Notes. Settings. One new item. Photography folder. Messages. Maps. Fun run. Double tap to open.
Uh-oh.
Page 2 of 7. Gingerbread run. Page 1 of 7. Maps. Read fun run. Page. Dog. Safari. Mail. 20.
Let's see where your orientation
games
is.
Games and settings.
Oh,
one new item.
My goodness, Hector.
Double camera. Double maps. Reminders. Fun run. Page. Dog. Facebook. Safari. Mail. Music. App Store. Settings. One new item. Search field. Is editing. Search iPad.
Yeah, you're in
home.
The search
reminders.
Field.
One new item. App switcher. Settings. One new item. Page 3 of 14. Page 2 of 14. Dismiss app switcher. Double tap to dismiss app switcher. Dismiss app switcher. Dismiss app switcher.
So you don't see anything about your orientation at all in here?
Dismiss app switcher.
Oh my goodness, Hector.
Double
you've
tap
got
to dismiss the app switcher.
I know he does. He has more than I have.
Yeah, we need to close
dismiss
some of these apps down.
Double tap to
you need to close
switcher.
Them.
Dismiss apps settings. Facebook, mail, Safari, calculator.
Hey, how you curl some? You only press on it
double
or what?
Tap to open.
Huh?
You press on it or how you curl some? The apps, like.
Dismiss app switcher.
Okay. I have an idea. How about
double
we go into
open.
Settings? Where's your settings?
iPad. Status bar item. 10:14 a.m. Camera. 95% battery power. 10:14 iPad. 10:14.
Okay, we need to get you on Wi-Fi.
Reminders.
Too, in case.
One new. App switcher. Settings.
There
one new item.
Settings.
Settings. Typing feedback. But speaking rate, speaking rate, speak tip, voice, slide three finger, double tap, tap on, voice over, on. Voice over off.
Okay. I got voice over off. Now, can you put your Zoom back on?
Yeah.
Okay, put your Zoom on. Let's see if we can find it in Debbie's here. Oh my God, I'm almost afraid to look at your iPad, Debbie. Goodness. We need to work on closing these some of these apps down, ladies and gentlemen. You have way too many apps open. 14 pages. Let's see your iPad here, Debbie.
Okay, here we go.
Oh no, I'm scared. Help.
10:15.
What's your passcode again?
We have to get a new password because the one that Virginia couldn't open field. It the other day.
Four values required. Secure.
Oh, you mean to 11:11?
It's 11:11.
One.
There we go.
My recorder. My recorder.
Okay.
Download files. Button.
Let us go into
Tune in radio.
App switcher.
App switcher. My recorder. Page 3 of 10.
Oh my goodness, you have 10 pages, Debbie.
Told you I won't advance apps.
Dismiss app switcher notes.
Yeah, but holy crow.
Dismiss app switcher notes. App dismiss app switcher. Dismiss app switcher.
Go away, stop saying that.
How could I connect to the Wi-Fi here?
Well, right now, let's worry about closing out some of those apps. What I want you to do is to go into your app switcher, and I want you to put your finger on an app and hold it. Now, Debbie, it's going to be a double tap and hold. It's going to be different for you.
Yes.
Tune in radio.
I already saw. You press on the
app switcher. My recorder.
Yeah.
My recorder. Page 3 of 10. Page 2 of 10. Page 1 of dismiss app switcher. Rotation lock. Unlocked. Button.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
Okay, and we are in portrait. So, you would hear now on your page 1 of 10, you have
Debbie and Dan talking about recording information on the iPad mini. Brightness, 99%. Adjustable. Previous track. Button.
Okay, so you've got, now here on your, you're on page 1 of 10. I need to show you the page gestures.
Okay.
But what you need to do is flick back.
Adjustable. Dismiss app switcher. Rotation lock.
You see that?
Yes.
Button.
Now, if you double tap on that, that's going to lock it into portrait.
Rotation lock.
Portrait locked.
See, it says portrait locked.
Yes, I heard that.
Okay. Now what we need to do is we need to find Hector's. Hector, look on page 1 of your apps.
Yeah.
But you know what? In reality, you guys need to start closing some of these out. I know you guys are new to the iPad, so we'll work on it. But we need to start closing some of these apps down because it's just going to drag your battery down with having so many pages of apps open.
Yeah.
And each page has about 6 apps on it.
Oh, yeah.
So if you have 10 apps or 10 pages, you're looking at close to 60 apps open at any given time.
Uh-huh.
And Hector, I don't even know how many apps are open on his. Like 70, 80? I don't know. 80? I think 84 or 80-some.
He's got more than I have.
Yeah. Now, one thing you guys need to understand is when you have apps installed on your iPad, they don't always have to be running unless you need them.
Okay?
So, for example, Debbie has 519 apps on her iPad, which is, that'd be kind of hard. You'd have tons of folders and apps. But let's say Debbie has 20 of them running. Well, the ones that are going to show up in the app switcher are the ones that are only running, which are your only 20 apps. That doesn't mean that you only have 20 apps on your iPad. Does that make sense?
Yes. You're just using the ones you need now.
And if you use an app very frequently, for example, your Money Reader app,
yeah,
then you probably should keep it open. You shouldn't close it.
No. And just like TuneIn Radio, that's the main one I use a lot.
Yeah. What are your, let's just say, your 4 apps that you use a lot?
TuneIn Radio.
Uh-huh.
My Recorder.
Mm-hmm.
The Money Reader.
Mm-hmm.
The Color Thing. And my emails.
Okay, well, that's good enough.
Yeah.
So that's virtually one page of...
Oh,
and the clock.
Yeah.
Well, that's about one page of apps.
Uh-huh.
The other 8 or 9 pages you really don't need open all the time unless you need to use them. Now, I'm a firm believer of somebody who, if you need to use it very frequently, you should keep it open.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I understand what you're talking about.
Yeah. So, just like how they talk about shortcuts on the desktop.
Yeah.
Well, when in your app switcher, you could go in here and you could just click on an app that you're using frequently.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Hector, how are we doing on closing some of those apps? Good. Are we working on that?
Yeah.
We need to get your little rotation locked. I think it's hidden in all those apps. God only knows.
Hector, what is your pickup time today?
11 to 11:40
Oh, the same as mine's. Okay.
Okay.
We got the same pickup time.
Yeah, you guys will probably most likely get on the bus on the same time.
Yeah.
So, now...
If they're running late today. Because, like, Wednesday, when they picked me up at the senior center, they were 30 minutes late picking me up.
Yeah.
Like, today, they were 10 minutes late picking me up.
Yeah. Okay. So, let's review. Now, Debbie, how do you go in and change your orientation? How would you go in to your app switcher, first of all?
App switcher. And then you listen until it says, app switcher is on?
No. How do you go to your app switcher? What's the thing that you do to get you into your app switcher?
You flip it?
No. What do you do with your home button?
Turn it on.
Press it twice.
You push it twice.
Oh, twice. Two times.
You push your home button twice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you have multiple pages of apps, what is one thing that you always do to go from page to page, Debbie?
You swipe.
With how many fingers?
3.
That's correct. Now, when you find a page that says what? What do you want it to say for you to check on your rotation?
Click?
No, not cook.
Click?
Oh, click. No, I thought you said cook.
No.
Click. No, you don't want to cook your iPad. That's
no.
No. You need a bowl of pizza.
Well, I know you can make pizza on your iPad, but that's... Oh, dear. Okay. Now, what you want to do is you want to look for something that says either rotation or rotation unlocked... Or you want to say rotation
locked.
Portrait locked.
Portrait locked.
Or landscape locked, depending on. So now yours, Debbie.
Uh-huh.
Debbie and Dan talking about recording information. Rotation locked.
Rotation locked.
See, it says rotation locked, portrait locked. So you're flicking. We're on page right now. What are we on? Let me swipe over. And see what I have.
Page 2 of 10. Page 1 of 10.
Okay.
Page 1 of 10.
It's on, the rotation area is on page 1 of 10.
Yes.
To get to that, you need to swipe to the right.
Whoa, I have a lot of apps open.
That's what she said.
That's what I'm telling you. You have a gargantuan amount of apps open. That's just crazy. Now, see, we have here page 1 of 10. If we flick around, we have your music.
Talk brightness, previous track, play, next track, volume, 80 by recorder.
Okay, So did you hear as I was flicking what kind of stuff was in there?
Yes.
What did you hear?
My recorder.
Uh-huh, what else?
Music.
Your music commands like previous and play.
Uh-huh.
And all that stuff?
Yes. Okay. Does that, you when it says music, does that go for the... music stations?
There, I'm done.
Did you close them all?
Yeah.
Oh my God, and you're still around?
Woo-wee.
Yeah.
Oh, when you turned on TuneIn Music, TuneIn Radio, does that apply to the music too for that?
Okay, let me explain. TuneIn Radio is a separate app. Now, it will, you can use like some of your play controls, like for example, your Bluetooth keyboard that you have with your iPad.
Yes.
You can actually use it. There is a play pause button on your keyboard.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So sometimes what I like to do is if I'm cleaning the house or if I want to watch a movie or something, I'll hook my iPhone up to my stereo because I have a special cord that hooks up to my stereo.
Yeah.
And then what I'll do is I'll use my Bluetooth keyboard and sit there on the couch and make it like a remote control.
Oh,
I can change the volume. I can skip back and forward tracks. I can play pause. Now, with a radio station, you're not going to be able to skip back and forward with tracks.
Oh, okay.
Because you're just going to be listening to the radio.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, your music collection on your iPod itself goes, or your iPad goes into your music.
Oh, okay.
That's what the music app does.
Oh, okay.